that old fishing boats are. I don't know if you ever heard of what they called it.
And different kinds of items when you go to church. What is your, what do you dress in?
Well,
your
party dress code.
What would you name the different items?
Well, it's just your shirt and your breeches and everything.
Do you, if you, do you wear something underneath your coat?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, that's your undershirt.
Do you wear a vest or a jacket?
I used to.
Did you, what'd you call it in the old days?
Well, back then they called it the old vest. Mm-hmm. They called it a vest.
Mm-hmm. And, one thing that, when you were a boy, what kind of pants did you wear? Did you ever call them jeans when you were a boy?
Well, it was a cross they called jeans. I don't know if I ever had a pair of jeans pants myself. I remember my daddy would buy jeans pants.
He would?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that was more of a cloth? And if outside your suit on a cold day you put on a, go to church, you put the suit, then
put your vest and coat on.
And if you have something in the coat pocket that makes it come way out, you say, look at his pockets.
No, I don't remember being made like that.
Suppose he's just a regular pocket like that, but I have a lot of stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And it looks like this. You say, look at that pocket. Mm-hmm. What?
No, I didn't have no kind of pocket to an out of kid.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say that pocket sure does bulge?
Say what?
Would you ever say that pocket sure is bulge?
Oh. Well, not unless you got something in it.
Okay. And the thing that you put your coins in, carry in your pocket?
Well, they used to have them things, all them coin purses.
Mm-hmm. And a woman might have something around her wrist, you call that a...
Well, they wear bracelets, you know.
A bracelet. Mm-hmm. And around the neck, she have a...
Necklace.
Do you ever use the word beads for that?
Well, I believe I've heard them call them beads.
And particularly, did you ever hear a pair of beads?
Mm-mm.
You didn't. And men used to have what to hold up their trousers, still do sometimes.
Suspenders.
The thing that your wife may carry to keep the sun off.
Umbrella.
And your different ways to make up a bed. You'd have the sheets, and then what would you have on top of the sheets?
Well,
what is this that's on the
a
bed?
A blanket or the spread on top.
What do these terms, comfort and quilt, do you ever use those?
Well, they call them, if they made a big heavy quilt, they called it a comfort.
Mm-hmm. And that would have a lot of design in it? Too.
Well, it'd be more than just being the weight there. It's just a good heavy cover.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you put your head on?
That's a pillow.
Did you ever see a pillow that went all the way across?
Yeah.
And what would those be called?
Bolsters.
And suppose that your grandchildren come and you don't have a place for them to sleep and you make a bed on the floor, what would that be called?
Well, that's just making down a bed.
Did you ever hear the word talent?
Yeah.
Would that be a...
That'd be all right.
And let's see. I did want to ask you